12. Daniel chapter number 12. Tonight we're going to actually look at the last verse in the book of Daniel. We've spent a long time in the book of Daniel and looked a lot about the different future events and the different prophecies. And this is one of the final messages for the book of Daniel. We might do an overview in the future weeks. Might go back and hit a couple of those verses that we've skipped over a little bit. But the last verse in the book of Daniel. Tonight we're actually going to look at Daniel's future. And I know we've been talking a lot about prophecy, been talking a lot about the future, and been going verse by verse throughout the whole entire book. Tonight's going to be a little bit more of a topical message. But there's three different things inside this last verse that I find really encouraging, and I think that you will tonight too. And I think you'll leave this place maybe wanting, and the prayer is that you leave this place realizing that you have an unfinished task in your life. No matter how old you are, you have a responsibility. God's got something for you to do, and that you got an unexpected hope in the fact that someday you will find rest. For thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. God was telling Daniel something here, and he was through these spiritual beings that we've heard about in chapter number 10. We talked about the spiritual warfare, about these different spiritual beings that had appeared unto Daniel, gave him that prophecy that was found in verse number 11, chapter 11, continued through chapter number 12. We went through all of that. And here at the end, Daniel was asking in verses 8 and 9, he's saying, and I heard, but I understood not. And we know oftentimes Daniel was always asking what's going to be of his people. His people right now, they're in the 70 years of captivity was over. Some had gone back, not many. And he's wondering what's happening, and he sees these visions about all these horrible things that are going to happen when they were talking about Antiochus Epiphanes, and then also what's going to happen at the Great Tribulation after the first 3.5 years. He sees all this, and he's concerned, and he says, "Oh my Lord, what shall be the end of these things?" In verse number 8. Verse number 9, he says, "And he said, Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end." It's talking about when the Great Tribulation is going to begin. We looked at that time of the end. We explained that last week. We looked at those different phrases. And so we see that the answer in what's being told Daniel, when he wants to know these things are going to happen, he is being told in verse 13, he's saying told, "Go thy way till the end be." He said, "For thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days." Let's go ahead and look to the Lord in word of prayer. Ask the Lord's help tonight as we look at this wonderful verse. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, help us tonight as we look at this word. Lord, speak to our hearts. Lord, encourage us that we do have an unfinished task. Lord, that we got a race to run, and we need to push on and press on until you call us home. But Lord, help us understand that we do have an unexpected hope. Lord, that someday we will find rest. Lord, and that rest will be with you. And Lord, the wonderful future you have in store for us. Lord, let's help us to leave this place just singing your praises and rejoicing because of what you have planned for us. In Jesus' name, amen. You say, "Pastor, where do you get this unfinished task?" Well, we remember that Daniel was brought to Babylon at a very young age, probably in his mid-teens. If you go and you count all those years, you think of the 70 years of captivity and the different things that happened, the different emperors that we know, he's probably at least in his mid-80s at this point in time, maybe even approaching 90. And the Lord has given him the opportunity to hear many type of prophecies and to write those prophecies down. And here he's asking when these things are going to be. And in verse number 13, the Lord's pretty much telling him, that's not your concern. He's telling him, go thy way. He says, but go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest. What he was telling him was the same thing that Jesus had told Peter. Remember on that when Jesus was there and Jesus was talking to Peter, and Jesus tells Peter that, think about what he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest, but when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest go." This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, "Follow me." He was telling Peter, look, you're not going to see me come back. That's what he's telling Daniel. He's interested. When is the millennial kingdom going to be set up? Remember in Daniel chapter 14, we learned this was about Daniel's people. This was not referring to the church. It was Daniel's people. And he is wondering when this is going to happen. And the spiritual being says, go thy way. He's saying, look, you have an unfinished task. Even at this old state in his life, at this old age, he's saying, look, you still got something to do. Go thy way. Just like Jesus told Peter. What was Peter interested? Peter heard his follow me. Peter knew that he was going to die before Jesus was ever going to come back. And Peter, turning about, sees the disciple whom Jesus loved following, says, which also leaned on the breast at the supper and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? And Peter saying to Jesus, says, Lord, what shall this man do? Jesus had just told Peter, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. And then he's like, well, what about John? What's John going to do? And remember this past spring when we talked about that message. It was found in that verse. And Jesus saith unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is it that to thee? Follow thou me. And so the purpose was there, the unfinished task that Peter had. He says, don't focus on John. Don't focus on anyone else. He says, don't worry about what's going to happen to John. He says, if he tarries till I come, he says, don't worry about that. He says, you follow me. Thou follow me. And this is why I think it's being said to Daniel here. Daniel's been this faithful servant for all these years. He's telling them, go thy way. How do we apply that to our hearts and our lives today when we've been looking at prophecy all this time and we've been understanding what's going to happen in the future to the nation of Israel? We looked at the Great Tribulation and the uncertain times we live in. You know, it's this idea that Jesus says all these things are going on, and all these different things might be happening to other people, but what he wants us to do, he says, thou follow me. You have an unfinished task in your life. You have something that God wants you to do. If you're here today and you are a saved child of God, he's got a purpose for your life. He doesn't just show that in Peter's life. He also shows this type of thing when it came to when the disciples was sent into all the world. You remember the story when they were sitting there and it says, and when they looked steadfastly toward heaven, he went up. And talking about when they watched him, he said, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. What did he tell them? What was it that he said? He says, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? He says, what are you looking for? Jesus had given you something to do. Now go out and do it. And that's the idea, is that we have an unfinished task that's in front of us. And when we think about Daniel's future, he's saying, one of these things are going to be, and the spiritual being is saying, hey, look, just go thy way. Keep on doing what you've been doing. He says, the day is going to come where you're going to find rest. We also see this in the story when Jesus told us that he wants us to finish the race well as he finished the race well. Think about in Hebrews chapter 12, 1. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which doth so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race which is set before us. Who are we supposed to be looking unto? Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be worried and faint in your minds. So, Pastor, what are you getting at? I think what Daniel's being told here is that you got an unfinished task. He shows us that in Peter's life. When Peter was worried about John, he says, look, you follow me. Doesn't matter what anybody else does. Doesn't matter if the person sitting next to you follows God. Doesn't matter if the person who was committed and served with you for all those years, and it was supposed to be somebody who was going to serve with years for years ahead. He says, thou follow me. And I think it's a wonderful example when he talks about the disciples. They were gazing up, looking forward to the day that Jesus was coming. That's what Daniel's here. He's wondering, when will the millennial kingdom? That's what the nation of Israel always was interested in. That when that Messiah was going to come and was going to set up his kingdom. We even saw the disciples were still looking for that. Even after Jesus had came back, had died and rose again. And he says, is it now? Are you going to happen now? And they're looking up and the angel says, what are you looking for? Why are you looking up in heaven? He says, you got to work. You got a job to do. And we are supposed to be looking for the day Jesus Christ comes back. But that's supposed to motivate us to work. We have an unfinished task that's out there. And Jesus finished his race. And he says, whenever you get discouraged, he says, look unto me. He says, I don't want you to look at the people around you. He says, I want you to finish this task that I've given you. And sometimes when things get hard, he says, consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. He says, when you face the hard times and the hardships, he says, I want you to consider me. He says, because if you don't, you're going to become wearied and faint in your mind. And that's when the Apostle Paul says, I have fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. There is a time when your course will be done. There is a moment in time where you will find rest. But that was not Daniel's time at this moment. Daniel had heard all these prophecies. He was living for God for all these years. And Daniel comes to this last verse. And Daniel's future was that he was supposed to go and continue on doing what he had been doing for all these years. So when we think about all the different things we've heard and saw, and I think it's wonderful to learn about prophecy. I think it's wonderful that we understand what God has given us. He's given to us in his book. But we got to remember, even though the future looks pretty bright, we got an unfinished task here that we need to be doing. We got something that God's called us to. And he shows us that in his word. Second thing I want you to think about and consider is not only the unfinished task, I want you to think about the unexpected hope. The unexpected hope. And that's where you see this phrase here. It says, but go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest. For thou shalt rest. You know, what he's saying is there, you're going to die before this is ever going to happen. He's saying that you're going to find rest. Say, Pastor, what is that an unexpected hope about? Well, see, us as believers, we have a hope in death. The Bible even tells us the wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous have hope in his death. I've been around a lot of people who maybe as they're getting ready to die are worried about what's going to happen. They don't know they're fearful of the unknown. They do not know what's behind what they consider that curtain when they close their eyes. And thankfully, we as believers, we have a rest that we're entering into. We're not entering into some type of torment. We're not entering into an unknown. We're entering into the presence of Jesus. And that's what he's saying. Daniel is saying here, this is an unexpected hope. This is not what most of the people in the world believe today. They're worried about death. They don't know what's going to happen in the future. They even have conjured up this story that there is no God and there is that evolution. That way they don't have to consider that someday they will stand before God. But Christian and believer, what Daniel is being told is that thou shalt find rest, thou shalt rest. And that's, to me, that's exciting. This is Daniel's future. You know, we hear the prophecies, we see what's going to happen to the nation of Israel. His future is rest. And I don't know, you might be weary tonight. I bet you probably most of us would be. If I raise my hand and say, how many people are tired? Probably most of us would raise our hands because we are working. We have an unfinished task. There is something that we're supposed to be doing. There is something we're supposed to be going about doing. There is a work that we need to be doing because we need to work while the day is still there where we can work. The Bible says, I must work the works of him that sent me while it's day. The night cometh when no man can work. There's nothing wrong with working hard and being tired at the end of the day and being busy for the things of the Lord. But there will come a day where we get to rest. Praise the Lord for that. And that's what we're saying Daniel's future was. It was, he says, look, go thy way. Keep on working. There is coming a day of rest. I don't know about you. Sometimes when I know there's a break coming up, I'm going to work a little bit harder to get enough accomplished because I know that the next day I'm going to get to rest. When I go away for a vacation, you know, the week beforehand, you know, there's a whole big bunch of things you do. And you get things set up and you work hard to get everything set up. But it's worth it because you know that there's a time where you're going to get to do something that you are going to enjoy. And Christians, the righteous, referring to believers, have hope in his death. The day of rest is not now. The day of rest is then. There is a labor of love that we should be doing. 2 Timothy 3:12 tells us, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You are going to face this. Daniel faced this. But what the spiritual being was telling him was, you are going to find rest before any of this is ever going to happen. Before all this goes through, this was Daniel's future. He was going to rest. And he was going to be risen again. When at the beginning of the millennial kingdom, he was going to come at that moment in time. And I don't know about you, but this is an unexpected hope for most people in the world. You know, most of us, we don't like to think about death. But the Bible says we can have hope. We've talked about a lot about hope this past summer. Talked about hope in God is different than just hoping for the best. Hope in God is a confidence in God and God and his word. Think about what Paul said. He said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. He was saying, while I was here on this earth and to live, that was for Christ. But when I die, that's gain for me. And this is the unexpected hope. This is Daniel's future. He says, look, go thy way, keep on serving, keep on working. But the day is coming when you will find rest. And Christian, that is the truth, that you're supposed to be working. You're supposed to be working today, because the night cometh when no man can work. But there will be a day when you will enter into your rest and you will receive your reward. And praise the Lord for that. Paul even described it this way. He says, for I am a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. What Paul was telling the church of Philippi was, look, this is hard. He says, I would love to depart and be with Christ. That's much better. But it was needful for me to stay into the flesh, because why? He had an unfinished task. He had believers that he was training, churches that he was planting, people that he was discipling. He had an unfinished task, and I know we should be looking forward to heaven. I know we should be looking for the second coming of Christ, or the rapture of the church. We should be excited about that. We should be looking for that blessed hope. But we should not lose sight of that unfinished task. I know a lot of people talk about wanting to go, and I agree. I'm excited about that. But you know what? I'm excited about helping some more people go, too. I'm excited about that. I know everybody says, I wish he'd come back today. You know, I wish he'd come back today too, but I know that in this flesh, this world needs believers. They need somebody who sees their lives as an unfinished task and will tell people about Jesus Christ. I got some family members that I'd rather stay and help win them to Christ than go now, because I don't want to see what's going to happen to them. And I think we need to look at this. For me to live as Christ and to die is gain. You are going to have rest someday. And when you look at this verse, but go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest. He's just saying, look, Daniel, you don't need to know the days. You don't need to know the times. You don't need the hours. He says, close up that book, seal it up till the time of the end. But he says, look, you just go your way. You do your work. And I think it's wonderful to learn about prophecy. But we should never let that substitute the fact that we have an unfinished task. We should never dive so deep into prophecy we forget how to live the way God's called us to live. And like I said, it was the first major study I went through and did with prophecy with the church, and I enjoyed it, but I don't want us to lose sight of this. We need to be going our way. We got a work to do. We got an unfinished task that's ahead of us. And none of us are going to be there during that tribulation time we heard so much about. We're going to be up in heaven during that time. And so we got an unfinished task. We got to understand that someday you'll rest. And you should look forward to that day. I don't think there's anything wrong with working hard. And I think it's wonderful when someone works really, really hard and their job provides a retirement, so when they get to a certain age, that when their body can't do what they would like it to do, that they can rest a little bit easier. I think that's wonderful. I think that's beneficial. I think that's great. That's laying up and storing up things for the future. But there's never a time where our job is a finished task, until we're up in heaven. Third thing I want you to understand, and I see in this verse about Daniel, and I think it could be applicable to us. Not only is it go thy way, and the idea there's an unfinished task, not only is it for thou shalt rest, and the idea is an unexpected hope, but the third thing is, and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. I think that's an unbelievable future. An unbelievable future. We've gone through this book, and this is a great book. First six chapters about the prophet, the last six chapters about the prophecy, and we saw intermingle the two. But can you imagine the rewards that Daniel's going to have someday? I don't know about you, but the Bible speaks about rewards and earning rewards and positions in the millennial kingdom. And I don't know about you, but I can only imagine a man that was faithful as a captured servant for all those years, and faithfully stood for God as a teenager when they said about eating the king's meat, and he says, I'm not going to do it. And chapter number two, when his life was on the line, he goes before God and prays and goes and interprets, and God introduces himself to King Nebuchadnezzar through this young prophet. And then we see him in the lion's den. We see him dealing with Belshazzar with the writing on the wall. We see the faithfulness of him over and over and over. We see him as an 80 to 90-year-old prophet praying and fasting, seeking God on behalf of his nation. He was never going back to Jerusalem, but his heart was always in Jerusalem. I can only imagine the rewards and positions. When it talks about standing in and stand in thy lot, he says, you're going to find rest and stand in thy lot. It's referring to where his position, where what he's going to do in the millennial kingdom, where he is going to worship the Lord, what the Lord has planned for him in that unbelievable future. And, you know, that would be something, and we could sit here and talk and spend the rest of the time talking about how great heaven's going to be. And the Bible talks about some wonderful verses. This is a familiar verse. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any pain, for the former things are passed away. I mean, that sounds like rest, doesn't it? I mean, isn't that the type of place you want to be? I don't know about you, that's the place I want to be, that no more tears, no more death, no more sorrow nor crying, no more pain. Those things are going to be passed away. No more sin. Praise the Lord for that. I mean, those are good things. But I think that instead of focusing tonight on the beauties of heaven, I think we should ask ourselves this question. Am I preparing for that day? You know, Daniel, I think when you talk about Daniel's lot, what Daniel was going to receive as a reward, where Daniel's position is going to be. You know, he had an unbelievable future, but are you preparing for the day? Where in the Bible does it tell you to prepare for a future in heaven? Well, first, you got to be prepared in the fact that you know that Jesus Christ is your personal Savior. If you've never personally repented of your sins and asked Jesus Christ into your heart as your personal Savior, you don't have an unbelievable future. You have the complete opposite, a future separated from God in torment. And that's something that by putting your faith in Jesus Christ, that can fix. But the Bible says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Now, the Bible's saying here is that you need to be laying up treasures in heaven. You need to be considering the future. You need to be living for then, for that day when you're going to rest. He says, don't worry about laying up treasures here in this world, but instead lay up treasures in heaven. You know, you say, Pastor, how in the world do you do that? Well, I think we live with a conscience that Jesus Christ is always with us. Consciously, we live consciously in the presence of God, realizing that someday we will be judged based off of what we've done for him and the attitude we've done for him. Think about what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 3, verses 13 and 14. Every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man works abide, which he have built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. When we stand before Jesus Christ, we're not going to be judged for our sins. That's already been taken care of on the cross, and our sins are covered by his blood. What we are going to be judged with is what we've done here in this world for him since we've been a believer. And those things are going to be revealed by fire. Are you preparing for that day? Are you living consciously in the presence of God? And when I see this last verse, and I think of Daniel's future, I see that he has an unfinished task. He's got something else to do. Even at past 90, God's got a purpose for him. And that someday he is going to rest. Keep on working, Daniel. The day is coming. You're going to find that rest. And I know the verse in the context is just saying that he's going to die before it ever happens. But he doesn't say die, does he? He says rest, because when a believer enters into eternity, it is a time of rest. It's a hope. And that last thing is, and he says this, and stand in thy lot. There's going to be a spot for him. There's going to be a spot for all of us. But what type of reward will you have? We have a race that we need to finish. That task is not done. And what are we laying up tonight? We consider all this book of Daniel, and we see all the times he took that stand for God and how he lived for God and how God he influenced kings. Wow. We struggle influencing our families, but he stood before kings for the cause of Christ. And we remember, when we see all those times, we remember he was living for God at the beginning. It was continual. And then at the end of his life, the spiritual being is saying, look, go thy way. You're going to find your rest. And someday you're going to get to stand in your lot. It wasn't going to happen right then, but the day is coming. So how do we apply this to our hearts and lives tonight? we think about it. Number one, our task is not done. I know people, if we're honest with ourselves, we look around the room and we have an older congregation. And that I'm not picking on you. Remember, I'm 40 now, so I'm old. But if you look around the room, there's more gray-haired and bald heads than there are for the men than there is full heads of hair. I'm going thin too, so it's okay. And our job isn't done here. You know, in all reality, our job is really to get some more people in here and some more younger ones so we can train them and teach them so somebody will be here. And we got a wonderful youth group. We got a wonderful group of kids. But when you look around the room, there isn't a lot of people in their 20s here tonight, is there? Not a lot of people in their 30s. I know there are some. And there's some more that are in their 40s and increasing the 50s and 60s. You know, our task is not finished. It's not time to mail it home. The rest hasn't started yet. It's time now to work, because there's coming a day where you can't work anymore. So remember that. I mean, this faithful man of God. Most people look at Daniel's life, Daniel, you've done enough already. Just mail the rest in. God's not going to care. He says, no, go thy way. You're going to find your rest, but that's coming. It's not now. And someday you're going to stand in your lot. Someday you're going to get your reward. It's just not yet. So when we consider prophecy and we're looking for that future and we're trying to figure out, okay, what's that beast mean and what's that crown mean and what's that image mean, those are all good things to learn. And when we go through the book of Revelation, we're going to spend a lot of time, and that's not going to be next week. That's going to be down the road. When we go through all that, those are things to learn and study because they're found in the Word of God. But so many people today are living in that to where they're missing the fact that they have an unfinished task. I think sometimes that's what we think. Let somebody else do it. Let the younger people do it. There's not that many younger people to do it. We need some help here. We need you to do your work. Unfinished task. The day is coming where you will rest. And there is a day where you will stand in your lot. You'll receive your reward. You'll stand before the judgment seat of Christ. But I think that day, many of us are going to be ashamed, wishing we would have went our way doing the work that God's called us to do. As we close up the book of Daniel, I wanted to just think of that last verse. And I didn't really ever see that verse that much until we was going through those books of the Bible in Sunday school and going through a Bible survey. And when I came to that last verse, man, the Lord just spoke to my heart and saying, there it is. You know, Daniel's job wasn't done. The rest is going to happen for Daniel. Someday he is going to receive his reward and he's going to stand in his lot. That's his future. But that's the same for all of us. We need to go our way and do God's work. Because the day that we rest is coming. But we're going to stand in a lot. We're going to be given a reward. And we want that reward so we can give it back to Jesus. And we can glorify him with our lives and our hearts. It's not about getting something. It's about him being pleased with what we've done. And that's what we're looking for. That's what we're striving towards. That's the race we're trying to finish. Let's go ahead and stand to our feet with our heads bowed and eyes closed. We're going to head to a time of invitation tonight. And I want you to think about this.